From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Rail Splitters Old Time String Band. It's an energetic evening of great old time sounds. Stay tuned to hear the music and stories of the Rail Splitters Old Time String Band on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Red Barn Radio welcomes the Rail Splitters Old Time String Band. They're with us tonight opening the Lexington Old Time Music Gathering. Please welcome to the Red Barn stage the Rail Splitters Old Time String Band.
Thank you. sign, don't you see? God gave no other rainbow sign, don't you see? God gave no other rainbow sign. No more water with the fire next time. I need a rock of ages left for me.
Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with the Rail Splitters Old Time String Band. Here's Donald.
Well, thanks for tuning in tonight to Red Barn Radio. We've got the Rail Splitters Old Time String Band with us tonight. Do a quick introduction. We've got the Powells. We've got Adrian Powell and Julie Shepherd Powell. We've got Brett Ratcliffe wearing the best outfit of the band, sorry to say.
What do I win?
You win the first to talk here in a second. And Stephanie Jeter, a return guest, if you were able to check out the Christmas special. So welcome to Red Barn tonight. Brett, here's your first prize. You are the winner. Tell us a little about the Rail Splitters Old Time String Band and how you all came together.
Over the years, we came together often.
Brett Ratliff.
Meeting up at fiddlers' conventions and playing in contests and things like that all throughout the Round Peak and the Blue Ridge and just running up and down the central and southern Appalachian mountains. Sometimes I'd be in the band, sometimes I wouldn't, depending on who was around, available to play and those types of things. But I think the core of the group is Julie and Adrian on the banjo and fiddle. We've fallen into this lineup over the past couple of years, and we first formed out of a jam out in Portland, Oregon, actually, at the Portland Old Time Music Gathering that happens there each January. Thank you.
Adrian and Julie, you obviously have a little bit extra cargo with you for your shows. Do you feel like these are your biggest cheerleaders?
Sometimes cheerleaders, sometimes challenge, I think.
Julie Shepherd-Powell.
They do tell us when we've done good, though. They'll tell us that was a great job, Mama or Daddy or whatever. So if they like a tune, we know it. And if they don't, we also know it.
So how long have you all been playing together?
We've been playing together like 7 or 8 years now.
Since we first got together, I guess we started kind of playing together. But as a duo, I'd say, yeah, probably about 7 years. So we met at a fiddler's convention, and I guess it's the fiddle and banjo that brought us together.
Adrian Powell.
I mean, we met through musician friends, and of course, after we met, we realized we had even more friends in common.
We kind of give Brett, actually, the credit here. He was a mutual friend to both of us before we had met each other. And the fiddler's convention that we met at, Brett was there too, and I remember getting kind of annoyed because Brett was talking to Adrian and I was trying to get Brett to go. We had to be somewhere and Adrian kept talking his ear off. But that was my first meeting with Adrian. But he had to be a good guy if he was friends with my friend Brett. And it turned out all right, I guess.
Joined us? We're with the Rail Splitters Old Time String Band on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Stephanie Jeter, or Dr. Stephanie Jeter, is bringing us something different than what was for the Appalachian Christmas. You're standing with an instrument that's taller than you. How did you get started on bass?
Well, prior to that, my main instrument had been the auto harp, and nobody ever really needs an auto harp player in a band. It's nice if you have one, but I wanted to be of more use to a group than just on the auto harp. So the bass was my second instrument. A friend of mine that I play with in the local Honeys, Linda Jean Stokely, before we actually were friends, we had met backstage at a gig, and she was a bass player, and she was talking about how many gigs she got just because she was a bass player. And that got me thinking, maybe I should play the bass. I started taking lessons, and I found one in Galax, Virginia, and drove up there, and it's kind of one of the hearts of old-time music in the Southeast, and bought an old studio bass, and it's served me well.
So now that you've been playing bass for a while, do you find it's now your favorite instrument, or you still kind of always have a heart for
the... It's my favorite one right now, just because it's still a challenge in many ways. I have fun being challenged with it. I like the physicalness of it. It is a little bit taller than me. I don't know how many times people say, man, that thing's taller than you are. But some of the best bass players I know are small women, so I figure if it works for them, maybe it'll work for me.
I would say it's less about the actual who wins and more about the celebration of being able to play really well.
Or just a continuation of the material of the that's handed down from generation to generation.
Brett Ratliff.
Well, it was to be noticed for sure, I would imagine, but not necessarily for commercial success or to be on a stage playing for an audience. It was meant to make people dance or court, those types of things. I think there's something to honoring the way that it's been done in the past and the way that our ancestors kind of set it out, but also putting your own spin on things, making them more contemporary. I think that's what makes these types of traditions survive and live on, make them vibrant. Yeah.
Is there any artist or group that just stands alone as far as just being the tremendous influence on your sound?
I'll start, and then I'd say that everybody would have some input on a question like that. I started playing with a good friend of mine down at Morehead State University named Jesse Wells, and his father was a fiddler and was showing us tunes, and that's kind of how I got into it. It wasn't in my family, though my father played music. I started seeking it out once I heard it and just kind of identified strongly with this sound. Guys like Art Stamper at that time was around, and I would see him at places like Cowan Creek Mountain Music School and be able to learn tunes directly off of him, which was a great honor. And Dirk Powell also was around at that time and a great influence on me.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to second the Art Stamper, his early influence when I began playing the fiddle.
Adrian Powell.
Another fiddle player would have been Greg Hooven out of Galax area of Virginia. He was a big influence as well. There's plenty of old-timers around, you know, when you go out and play music, and it's good to pick something up from whoever you can, if you can corner them long enough to get something from them. There's just a tremendous amount of talent in this whole community that plays old-time music and stuff, so it's we just really learn a lot from each other. And I definitely learned a lot from Brett and enjoyed playing. My wife, of course, and Stephanie, and it's really good.
Adrian's going to fiddle you one here. We mentioned the name Art Stamper, and this is for sure where I first heard and learned this directly off of Art back around 2004 or so. This is one that got passed around the mountains quite a bit in eastern Kentucky.
Another one here, the old Lonesome Road Blues.
Thank you.
sound, it can't really be pinpointed in one area because up here on the stage we've got four of the great states of old time music represented, which maybe there's only five. If you want to count West Virginia. We don't have West Virginia represented up here, but we've got Stephanie from Tennessee, Brett from Kentucky, Adrian's from Virginia, and I'm from North Carolina. And I started learning in North Carolina, and that was my big influence first off, but then, you know, I moved to Kentucky and started hearing Kentucky fiddlers and banjo players, and that, you know, changes your style whether you want it to or not. So I feel like we kind of have a really good mesh of all the great states and old-time music, and so we do play tunes from all these different places. We do play a lot of Kentucky tunes, but also North Carolina and all around.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Rail Splitters Old Time String Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Rail Splitters Old Time String Band after this break.